While the government of Barbados is moving to develop a medicinal cannabis industry in this country, it faces a major hurdle to get the financial institutions to buy into the idea. When we listen to the CEO of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Dr. Chantal Munro Knight, we hear a vision of an industry that sets out to embrace Barbadians, one that is aimed at giving local investors a fair chance against those from abroad.
To have a cultivator license as divided into different tiers. As well, you have a processor license, again, in three different tiers. You have an import, an export license, transport license, a research and development license, and a laboratory license. So eight different categories of licenses there.
Dr. Munro Knight adds,
a company, a partnership, or cooperative society must be able to preserve 30% local ownership. So that's one. So to clarify, that is not to say that Barbadians, CARICOM citizens, permanent residents, they can own 100% of the industry if they want to. But if you're an external company, then 30% of your shares must be carved out for nationals, right? So that's the first thing. Nationals, again, like I said, can participate in any of the license categories that are available, David. So there's no preserve that this is just for foreign investors, right?
However, when it comes to the issue of the financial institutions, there's a problem, and a big one. Correspondent banks in the U.S. don't want to touch even the medicinal cannabis industry.
Under the international rules, the trade in narcotics, including cannabis, is still illegal. What is illegal is cannabis for the use of medicinal purposes. And in that context, banks, therefore, are cautious in terms of the risk that they take in terms of banking finances that are considered illegal. And David and others, you would know, that banks have a lot of stipulations into things like money laundering, and guarding against things like trafficking, etc. So in that context, banks, particularly those that have relationships with the U.S., and all the banks have relationship with the U.S., therefore are not interested in banking cannabis funds, that are going to be considered illegal. And Jamaica deals with it. St. Vincent has the same challenge. How Canada has dealt with it is, of course, that internally within the provinces and stuff, the banks allow it, but they still have a problem in terms of moving the money outside of Canada, right? So we have that challenge. We are trying to work as much as possible through it. We are hoping that we can have at the international level some relook at the classification of cannabis, and that will make the banking challenge a little bit easier as well. And we're hoping that the change in the regime in the U.S., because there have been some proposals to allow for it at the federal level. And if that happens at the federal level, that will also alleviate some of the risk that banks will have in terms of the correspondent banking.
So given the difficulties that investors will face getting help from the established financial institutions, what support can they get from government agencies?
Look, David, we're having discussions with a number of loan facilities. We've met with all of them to sensitize them to the industry and to the fact that we would be interested for them to offer that kind of window and facility there. And we are working with one particular institution that is, seems fairly amenable to offering that kind of a window. And I'm sure as soon as we round up those negotiations and discussions, we will let everybody know about that. But as you can appreciate, it's a new industry for everyone. So providing the information and providing the capacity also for these institutions as well to understand the risk and to understand how the industry is going to work is something that we are working through. I want to say that there are a number of different initiatives that come January we are hoping we will be able to put in the public in relation to how we are intending to ensure, again, that local, if you want to call them masterverans or small farmers who want to participate, can do so.
CEO of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight, on Sagicor's Early Business.